Y'all, what's up, Square Pimp again? On this episode, we have my boy comedian DJ Cypher Sounds, and we discuss lacking confidence, if you can learn from good things or bad, and why you can't envy people.
That's
you gotta
right.
Take the whole package.
Plus so, more Will Smith talk, too.
A little bit. We can't get rid of it. Nobody's passed it yet.
Yeah.
So, also, don't forget to sign up for the Patreon. That's the best way to help if you think that we helped you. And you appreciate what we did. Sign up for the Patreon. We'd appreciate that.
That's where we're doing bonus content. And like, for example, like, you know, we keep doing an extra show after this show. We continue our conversation with Cypher as we talk about old school insults from the streets, believing in how good you are, speaking the truth, and a great story about Jay-Z. So all that is the bonus content on Patreon. So patreon.com/manschool202. Enjoy the show.
Alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't. Yo, yo, what up? GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. It's a special, special, special episode of fucking Man School 202. I'm feeling hard. We got a special guest.
What now?
Now, let me just say this for the record.
This started off weird.
Did you say you're feeling hard?
I'm feeling, that too.
Damn. Is that what the kids of the street are saying? Because I've been using it all wrong.
No, I'm 55. I'm just celebrating.
Oh, okay. Every time you get hard, you're like,
yell it out.
It's a celebration. You know what?
Hard, yo. So.
Kids don't know. It doesn't stay that way forever.
No, they don't know.
They don't know. You got to appreciate. You got to have every heart on like it's your last.
When I get a world class joint, I call my aunts and uncles, everybody. Yo, this nigga's getting it.
You got to do cacae diem, all right?
You good, Harry?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent, man.
It's my on the show today. We got my dude, my motherfucker, in the building back. Back in the days when I was just spitting game, pop, 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 pop. Niggas didn't believe me. Back then, when niggas, remember that, you know what? Give it up for my boy, funny dude, radio personality, fucking comedian extraordinaire, promoter, just regular dude that be putting people together. Jay-Z better give you his respect for that Junior Gong Jay-Z hookup.
Yeah.
Cypher Sounds in the
That's
building.
That's me, baby. That's me. I hook everybody up except myself.
Everybody, you sound like me. You sound like me. I just was saying, I taught Pete Davidson everything he knows. I should be fucking Kim Kardashian. But sometimes you just give it away. You give it away because if it comes easy to you, Cyph, you give it away.
Yeah, like Maya Angelou. You'd let the caged bird free or whatever the fuck she said. Something about
gilded,
the caged bird comes
gilded,
back.
I think it was gilded cage.
Something
you know,
comes back.
Something. Hmm. Let it go. If you want the bird.
That's Disney.
Oh, that's not it?
Let it go is Disney.
You want the bird to peck your eyes out. You got to release it. So it can come back and fuck you.
And then a little dash that says Maya Angelou.
My Angelou underneath
the dash. My Angelou,
bro. It's a gift. It's a gift to be able to see things and put them together.
Yeah.
And then the amnesia that people get, man, it really bugs me, bro. It really bugs me. And then like, I saw something on Instagram today, right before 20 minutes ago, and it made me upset. And I'm like, why am I getting upset? And I'm like, because this always happens that I never get upset. So sometimes it's just going to build up.
Right. But like Will Smith. Like
Will Smith, bro. Come on, man.
Sometimes it just builds up. And King Richard, King Richard would have wanted this.
The king of clean. Built up, bro. That shit said pop.
But we know that. That's just like all the super clean comics.
Right.
They all rapists.
Well, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. All. You can't just say all. I mean,
all more... right, watch and see. Can't you legally. Watch and see. Watch and see.
Damn.
Brian Regan is on the fucking
Jesus
watch.
Christ, why are you? That is based on nothing. That is not accurate in the least.
You don't think?
Take down a man who, to my knowledge, has done nothing. I haven't heard no rumors. It ain't like with Cosby. We definitely all heard the Cosby rumors. But I don't think I've ever heard one rumor of Brian Regan.
I'm just saying that's how when you bottle it up, it's got to come out.
Oh, man.
No. Yeah, it's got to come out, though. I mean, I don't know about Brian Regan.
We're not talking about general. Brian Regan. Let's just get it out there. In general. Yeah.
In general, when you bottle that shit up or you
got to come out,
you don't be who you really are. It'll come out in a weird...
It doesn't last.
You could try.
Yeah.
Gerard Carmichael said that.
Mm. What'd he say?
I was lying the whole time.
Yeah.
I was hip-hop, pop, pop. Me and my mans and them. Rah, rah. We had the ratchet. Bang, la bang, bang. And then he was like, meantime, I was sucking a Dominican dude's dick. That's what I got from this special. What? You think I didn't have a biscuit? You think I wasn't smacking dudes with the pistol?
Did he say it like that? Because I didn't watch it yet.
And the
it
whole
be real.
Time I was sucking Dominican dude dick. Mm-hmm. Looking at myself like a liar. Wouldn't even eat glizzies in front of people. Bing bong. I couldn't.
No, ding dong.
Ding dong. Yeah.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
I wouldn't even eat glizzies at Coney Island. Because I was afraid to see what I could see. That people would go, hey, ain't you the dude? Nah. Living a lie. I said my speech. I didn't even write that. That's why that was off the head.
Mm. I believe that. Yeah, no one thinks that was written down.
Yeah,
no one is under the impression that you rehearsed that. that you sent it out to some friends to make sure it's grammatically correct.
Yeah, I had it proofread. I used Grammarly. Like
nobody did punch ups on that. Yeah.
I went through Grammarly. It
you
don't work.
Workshop that. You didn't workshop that.
Grammarly.
I used Grammarly.
But. Sif, you're talking about the same thing that Dante's talking about. He at the same time where, like, yeah, you do a lot of favors and people forget that memory is real short.
Bro, what I don't know what it is, man. Like, I had to literally just let it go and go, this is the way people are. Because when someone does something for me, I try my best to always
keep them in mind. Yeah, think about always, it.
And then pay them back in some way, one way or another. One way right. or another, or be there, yo. To this day, Funkmaster Flex. I would not be who I am without that man giving me so many opportunities in the late 90s. Right?
Really?
He's my mentor, bro. We're not best friends. We don't hang out, do barbecues together. But if he calls me and says, "Sif, yo, I need you to do this," what time, Flex?
Right.
What time?
Right.
Like. I know I wouldn't be here without him and a lot of other people. And then I'm not saying him because he actually does look out for me, but some people just get amnesia.
Yeah.
And bro, listen, man, I'm in my 40s now. And I've been through this shit where I'm watching all this old. I've seen people who took credit from me, who have some people have committed suicide, have gone on into drugs. Like it really must eat at you when you don't when you're that type of person.
Yes.
So that's why I feel good about being like, you know, I got a clean name in the streets, bro.
Right.
I got a clean name. I ain't no thug. I ain't no gangster.
Nah, me neither.
But I'm real. What?
Me neither.
I'm real. And anytime I got any beef, I go and squash it right away.
Right away. What's up?
I don't let it linger. I don't let it fester. Go ask someone who got beef with someone for 5 years. They don't even remember what the initial beef was.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yo, I don't fuck with him. Why?
I don't remember.
Nah, he's funny. He's funny style.
He be
what
funny.
What did he do? What did he do?
Funny style.
It was some shit. Some shit. What?
I will say I'm guilty of that, and not the grudge, but I will forget why the fuck I was like, what all the details of it.
Right.
I do go, yeah, that dude fucked me over somehow. I don't remember how.
Harry's a hating ass dude.
I am. I do. I do hate him. I do be hating motherfuckers.
How's your pantry?
The pantry? Pantry's built. Yeah, the last time we were talking about the pantry.
I heard it on the podcast.
Yeah, it took me. She loves the pantry. She can't stop raving about the pantry. Every time she opens that pantry, she thanks me for building that pantry. Now, did she make my life a little bit of a hellacious situation for about a week and a half when she freaked out?
Right.
About the pantry or because we didn't go out during Christmas?
Did she give you butt sex after the pantry?
I was always getting. I can get that anytime I want. Yeah.
Not even without a pantry.
Oh, without the pantry. Yeah, I could do it. I didn't build the pantry. This is not based on a quid pro quo situation. I didn't build this pantry as a way to get.
Butt pro quo.
Yeah, no, butt pro quo. Man, you're sharp with the innuendos. I love it. The play on words. That's two.
I'd be rolling them out.
Ding dong.
Rolling them out.
Ding dong. He's in that mind frame. He's in the zone. Punch it up. I love it.
Punch it up, baby.
Yeah, the pantry, man, you know, she loves it. And it took me a little bit to build it, but, you know, I did it. Right? I did it. But I had to be like, this is why we don't go out. I got to build this pantry.
It can't go out.
Can't go out. She wanted both. Want. That's the problem. I don't mind building the pantry.
You want a place to put your cereal?
Right.
Or you want to go outside? You want to just have your cereal next to the sink?
Yeah. On the floor? You want everything on the floor?
You want mealworms in your cereal? Or you want to make up your mind?
We could either watch Bridget Jones's Diary or I could build this pantry. So I build the fuck out of that pantry. But she is extremely grateful. That's the thing that I do love about her.
Here we go, Harry, talking about how great this woman is.
She's great. Here's the problem.
Shut up.
No, because I want to be fair and realistic. I only bring the bad shit because that's all you can learn from is the bad shit. I'm not going to give you all the good stuff. That doesn't help nobody.
Let me think about that. Can you learn from the good shit?
Most of the time, I think no.
Yeah, you can.
No.
There are things you can learn from.
Here's the good shit.
Yeah, what's the good shit?
If the good shit comes out of the result of the SmackDown, you can learn from it.
It's not really learning from it. It's the after effect. It's proof.
It's confirmation. It's confirmation.
Yeah, it's confirmation.
Confirmation. And we always want a little confirmation.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, word, you still want to mess?
But that shit. But that's long term though. Like those results come later. It takes a while to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, anything real takes time. This is why you have so much liars. This is why Will Smith is a liar. This is why he is not legend. He was just playing Mike Lowry. He smacked the nigga like
a good actor. He's a good actor.
He smacked the nigga like Mike Lowry. I say this all the time. What if it was Tony Rock? They would have been rolling on the, and he smacked Tony. First of all, Tony got a knuckle game. Tony might have dipped and boop, boop, hit him with a two-piece, which how crazy would have been that. Will Smith would have had to just go and hide. If he got dipped on and got hit with the hot two-piece, boop, boop, turn it over. You got it. You can't play Mike Lowry after that. You can't be Mike Lowry. You got slipped and then dipped.
Nah, he's going to be fine.
Who, Will Smith? Yeah, Will Smith will be fine. His career will be fine. He's still going to be a big star.
Look, let's be honest. Mel Gibson is fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not eating no frills cereal.
No, it's fine.
He's got Apple Jacks TM.
He got a pantry. His cereal is not on the side of the sink.
This is true.
Mel Gibson, the Jew-hating fucking racial scumbag, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Will Smith will be fine.
He'll be fine.
But that incident, what I love about that incident, it shows you everything you need to know about show business. is that he slaps Chris Rock, and then a group of people come over there and go, "Hey, Will, is your hand all right? Is everything okay?" They console Will Smith. He smacked the guy, assaulted somebody, but because he's a bigger star.
Now, I'm positive people console Chris backstage. Yeah, that's the problem, though. It was backstage. You couldn't see it.
Yeah.
After that smack, all I heard was, "Everybody hates Chris." I heard that in the background.
Oh, man.
Can't be a liar, though. Let me say this.
Let me say this about Syfe. Syfe is my nigga, for real.
Thank you, man.
But to be my nigga, you gotta be a good nigga. Like, Syfe reflects your cool shit back. Do you know what I mean? Like, he don't forget. He don't forget. Anytime Syfe has a problem and he call me, I pick up the phone.
Yep.
What's up?
And it don't be big problems.
It could be.
It just be something I need to work through with Dante. What
you can't work in it. You gotta work it through. Gotta reflect it.
Am I bothering you? No? Okay, give me 5 minutes. Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Now, always, man.
Only thing I'm mad about is usually like an hour, and then I'm into talking to Syfe, and then he got to go.
Bro, you know what it is? Now that I live.
Because he's more famous than me.
Nah, it's only because I call.
On
I
the way,
my calls in the car.
On the way, right? I know.
So like, all right, I'm 3 minutes from my destination.
You want the lady to go? Why are you sitting in the driveway for an hour?
But yo, I'm a fan of the show, guys. First of all, I see Harry all the time.
Yeah, I love
the Comedy Cellar. I'm a fan of the show. Who'd you have on the one I listed? The pantry one. Who was that? Derek Gaines.
I don't even remember.
Derek Gaines.
Yeah.
I listened to Derek. No, but it wasn't that one. It was another guy.
It's come up a couple times.
Who's the guy?
Took me a while to build a pantry. So,
who's the guy that was real squirmish? Is he working stand-up
New
York? Oh,
Gabe. Gabe, the owner of one of the owners of Gabe. Gabe.
Is he own stand-up New York?
Yeah.
He's part of the guy?
Yeah.
I never met him. He was a mess.
He's a good dude, though.
Yeah, but
both of those things can be true, Dante. He is a good dude.
Yeah,
he is also a mess. Yeah, and I love Gabe. I'll tell him that he knows.
Gabe likes sometimes I was talking to a girl, right? And then I went out there today, and then I was trying, she wanted to do a doggy style, right? But I couldn't get it in from the back. So I was like, I don't know. I should call Dante, right? And find out how I could get it.
That's the type of phone calls Dante gets. It's either Syfe for people asking him how do I get my dick inside.
My thing with Dante is my shit with Dante lately, and this happened sort of in the pandemic when I started asking him for real advice. I have a problem with my confidence.
Yeah.
I have a problem with my confidence, which is so weird because I know internally I'm a confident person. I have years of receipts.
Right.
Years of receipts of accomplishing all of my goals.
Right.
Right?
Where are you at right now, Syfe? Where are you at right now? I don't know if you're allowed
Denver,
to say.
Uh-huh. I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Why are you in Denver, Colorado?
I'm doing a show. I'm doing a big show.
Okay.
I'm doing a big show all 3 days at Comedy Works in Denver. And then following me is a guy named Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, following.
All right.
A new Jack.
I don't say opening anymore. I don't say opening for. I hate when people go on Instagram like, "Hey, I'm on the road opening for so-and-so." Like, no, you're doing a show with.
Yeah.
Because people don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
You playing yourself. That means your own mindset. You're smaller than somebody else.
That's like when somebody says, "Yo, when I did the garden, you didn't do the garden, dog." Billy Burr did
the
garden.
No, you still did the garden, though. Bro, I did the garden at least 6 times in my life.
That's killer.
Never was the headliner. Never was the headline.
Yeah, but you don't be saying, "Yo, when I did the garden." Say, "Yo, that time when I did the garden, you don't do that. You know what I mean?
I've been lucky enough to do the garden with people that I fuck with.
Yeah.
But my point of bringing that up was you're a guy suffering issues of confidence, and yet you're doing these amazing things, which you know you've done. And you know you're continuing.
So what's the problem?
Right.
You don't believe it. I told you what it is. You don't believe you as fly as you are.
Maybe. No, okay. No, not, okay. Here's
it's not here, maybe.
This is what we talk about on Man School, right?
Right, right.
I'm in Dallas last weekend with Mo Ammer.
Right.
Me and great a bunch dude. Of comics. Oh, great dude. I love Mo Ammer.
Yeah.
Me and a bunch of comics and Mo after the show, you know, we're telling road stories and at the diner talking shit. And like they all got stories of girls coming up to them after the show.
Right.
And that never happens to me. And I always question why.
What?
That's what? Not true.
Okay.
That's not true, son.
Okay, Dante, have you seen this?
Here we go, not Dante. True.
Here's the just because you don't can't look, if you're not a deer hunter, you don't know the signs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you're a deer hunter, you be like, yo, what's this scratchy shit on the buck? Now a deer hunter goes, oh, that's the buck rub. Mm-hmm. What?
Uh-huh.
Well, when everybody knows
what buck rub is.
You don't like that? I know buck rub.
And I had to figure out via context clues.
Dude, anyway. When the buck is at his prime of mating, he grows the velvet. His horns get big. There's a velvet that grows on the buck. He got to rub that off. So when the new young buck comes, he got to juke him. He got to buck 50 the new buck. He got to buck 50 the new buck.
Uh-huh.
So he got to be ready. He's getting ready. So you going, oh, there's no deer here. Son, you don't see. You. It's right there. It's right there. The buck rub.
I don't get it.
You don't read it. You don't. I'll give you an example. And you've been around me when this happens. I do a show. I rip. Little white girl come up to me and say, oh my God, you were so funny. It was so awesome. Oh, thank you so much. What's your name? Da 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 da. We shake hands, right? Now, when she goes, that one thing you said, when you.
That's it?
Bitch, you trying to give me some pussy. You trying to give me some pussy.
Okay, so look. All right, how about this? I'm at the Comedy Cellar. I'm at the Village Underground.
Right, right.
It's probably my fault. I'm probably standing in the wrong place now. I hate saying it out loud.
Now you see it.
I'm standing by the door. All the people are leaving. So there's like a line to the exit. Somebody will say something like that. But they're in a line, so they just keep moving. What am I supposed to do? Grab them? Move with them?
Yo, I want to talk to you a minute. I'm gonna come around. I'm gonna come talk to you.
I'm gonna come talk to you outside real quick.
Yeah, bang. Ooh, she goes.
And the friends though, man. The friends.
Son, that's better.
You be nice to the friends.
But I hate that shit when they like look away or they start pulling.
Okay, let me ask you. Here's the thing. How creepy is it? It's a bunch of girls, and they're standing around, and a dude goes, "Yo, what's your name?" Right, and he just stare at one chick.
Yep.
He's zoned in. Mm. Right, that's creepy. Right.
Yep.
Unless she wants to hear it. If she want to hear it, then not only is it creepy, her girl's gonna be like, "Yo, he was locked in on you." Woo. I don't even know what. Just tell me where you tell me, text me when you get there, send me an address. That's because you locked in. So the same way it's creepy is the same way it's dope when it's not rejected. Everybody knows creepy is creepy when somebody don't like it.
Right. It's the same move. It's literally the same move.
It's the perception. So if I know that me, there's nothing about me that looks platonic. I look like, yo, if you fucking around, you fucking.
No, right? My face is platonic.
I get it, and we talked about that. We'll get to that. Face. But for me, it's I don't have a platonic nothing.
Mm.
I don't even have slippers that look platonic. My slippers look.
They are aggressive. They do be aggressive.
So if you.
How do you get a rhino horn on a slipper on a slide? I don't even know you could do that. But if you know the right people, you could get a white rhino horn.
It's the buck rub. It's the buck rub. So if a chick says to me, oh, my God, you're so funny. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, when you said that one thing, I almost.
She's interested. Gotcha. You're interested.
Okay.
Because I'm not safe. I mean, I'm safe because I'm not a fucking. I'm not Brian Regan, right?
Oh, Jesus. Stop. Stop doing that. Poor Brian Regan. There's literally, I've never heard one rumor.
No, it's his brother. His brother's a creep.
Really?
Dennis Regan? We're going to take down the Regan brothers?
Dennis Regan's a creep.
Taking down the Regan brothers. It's the Rocks and the Smiths.
And the Regan brothers.
The Nero and the Regan
brothers. You know who else? You know who else are brothers? The Weinsteins. I mean, it all adds up.
Out there.
Who Weinstein has a brother? Harvey Weinstein had a brother.
See?
Throwing it out there. Is it coincidence? I don't know.
So if you re-up and you're still engaging in this conversation, I have given you, I've thanked you. I've let you know that I appreciate you. If you go back in, you're engaging in this communication from a dude who clearly has non-platonic slippers.
Right.
You're... I've done that. Harry was Ben. We talked about that last time. How I've been where I've trying to, like, I'm telling the chick, run.
Yeah.
Run.
You're giving her ample time to get away.
Look, you little young girl, please. I'm going to destroy your life. Run.
Dante is like, when young girls come around, he's like Bruce Banner. He's like, listen. You need to get away.
You don't like me when angry. I'm horny.
Don't make me horny. You wouldn't like me when I'm horny.
And then she's decimated, and I turn around with my backpack, and I go boom, 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 boom.
You boom, just hike down the road boom, boom. To a new town.
I go, hick.
Okay. I know what a point that I forgot to tell you. So I see a lot of dudes get Instagram messages, DMs, and all that. I get zero.
Right.
Zero, bro.
Zero. Yeah, all right, I'll tell you this. This goes back to exactly what Dante said, right? You're getting them, but here's the thing. Women don't want to make the first move ever. So my girl, I don't know if I've ever talked about this.
Once.
Hit me up on the DM. The way I met my girl is through the DMs.
She hit him up on the DL.
DL, not on the DL. Not Gerard Carmichael. Come on now. The DMs.
Just one letter off.
Just one letter off. It makes one a huge difference.
No, one
it's a
letter.
Huge difference, man.
Being one on letter DL. And two dicks.
So she hit me up on Instagram. That's how I met my girl, right?
Yeah.
But she didn't hit me up and go, hey, you funny as hell. Let me suck that dick.
Yeah. Right.
You were just like, hey, hello.
You want some of this nappy dugout?
Yeah.
Bro,
get down
here. I will gladly show you my DMs. It is a bunch of rappers sending me just a link.
Demos.
A link. It don't even say, hey, my name is so-and-so.
Just a link.
Just a link. There's a bunch of letters.
Take that. Yeah.
But
stand up.
Maybe, I don't know.
Now, how did she find your Instagram?
Through the podcast. So she just followed me. She
okay. Through not the after
podcast,
show.
Which she learned. No, through a different podcast, through whatever. Somehow she found the podcast. And then just, it was very casual, right?
Right.
And it was just a very casual conversation to the point where she still brings up to me to this day.
You played me. Like Harry.
She thinks her version of it is that she put it on a silver platter and I gave her the Heisman. Basically, what happened was she goes, oh, this is so funny when you said this and this on the show. And I wrote back, oh, that's crazy. I don't even remember saying that or whatever.
And like, moving on.
Just kind of like interacting.
Right.
And she's like, I took that as translated, a sign. Translated.
You want some of this pussy?
But she thinks she said that. She thinks she said, here, come get it now.
That's a woman's version of putting it. She said the phrase silver platter. I go, you did not put it on the silver platter. What you did was you gave me directions to the supermarket. and said, there's, you know, you could go there, see what happens over there. You didn't bring it to me on a silver platter. Nah. I still had to do all the work.
All she did was send you a recipe for nachos.
Right. And it, but in her world, as a woman, she goes, I laid it out there for you. Mm. And I was like, that is not what happened.
That's not what happens.
Now, both of those things are true from our different perspectives. For her, as a woman who is used to getting hit on all the time.
And not used to being rejected at all.
Not used to being rejected.
Or putting herself, especially if she's a cutie. You know, I would never hit on a man. I mean, that's just.
She took that to be me not being interested.
Right.
Initially. So it's like there's these they rarely do you get just a straight up like, hey, I want to fuck you situation on, right. You know,
I wouldn't even want that.
And that's the weird part, too, is kind of you get a little thrown off.
Yeah.
By that.
Nah, I'm not ever thrown off by that.
Well, nah, that's a setup. That sounds like a setup to me.
That's how I feel about it. I go, I see Dateline. I know how this works.
Let me tell you, if the chick is over 43.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's different.
When the TikTok. TikTok, TikTok time's up.
Yeah, yeah. That's different.
Like, so when you gonna stop? I remember I was flirting with this older lady just like on my job, and like she was hideous. And I was like, uh-oh, there you go with your sexy ass. Da, da, da. And then out of the blue, she goes, so you talking all that shit? When you going to give me that dick? I was like, whoa, bitch, hold on.
You're like, hey, this is a workplace.
these calls are recorded for quality assurance. So they get older, they get a little more bolder, but I don't get anybody in my DM. Nobody in the DM. If I do, it's like, it's so light and lively.
In order to make myself feel better, instead of feeling like a unwanted piece of shit.
God, Jesus.
People don't understand when I say my name on stage. If they don't know me from my previous famous life.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't know what I'm saying. Cypher Sounds is a weird word, a weird term.
Right.
And I'm going to stick with that. So I'm making a sign. I'm going to have my Instagram on there. And if my DMs don't fill up, I'm going to use that sign to hang myself.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do that, son. Nah, you got to know how to read it. You got to know how to, like, I don't get no DMs. If I get a DM, it's straight, spread open pussy. Stretching it open, just... I don't get, you know what I mean? It's not subtle. If I get a DM, it's not subtle. So, right. But girls, because I'm a little, you know, I don't know why, but they would see me as a little more intimidating. So they give these little hints, and then I just close the gap.
Because you put it out there, though.
No, I don't put it out. I'm just.
I didn't put it out there. I don't.
Your show is a put out. Your show is put out.
Yeah,
you guys have a show.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
The thing is, you're right, because you do come off as a nice guy, even though you're a dirtbag.
No, I'm in the middle. I'm like a nice bag.
You got nice bag.
I'm a nice bag.
You know, Cypher is a vacuum bag.
Oh, but like I've told, like Harry, you don't know. I called Dante. Like, let me tell you something.
Sure.
My problem that I've been talking to him about is cold approach or immediate interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know of my catchness, and I'm not cocky. I just I'm very aware when I do get in, like if I meet a girl at some kind of friend gathering or something, and a girl doesn't know who I am, and we're talking for a little while, I see when they turn, and they're like, whoa, this guy is interesting and smart and funny and and has money and works hard and da-da-da, all this shit. I see it.
Right.
So in that instance, I told Dante, for men, like, I've had girls fall in love with me for years. Like, I've turned strippers into, like, they quit stripping. You know what I mean? Like,
I need to learn how to do that.
This is fucking bad. So, and this is back in the day, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's still to me knowing all of that. I still don't have that cold approach.
So you want you want like Albie Shore type, like 90s Albie Shore, like.
You want them throwing panties on you.
Album color, you like, you
nah,
want,
man, it's not. I'm not even. It's not even about the pussy anymore. I don't even want it. I just want to know why I personally have this block.
You can't look. You can't be. So, for instance, here's my thing. You can't cherry pick nobody's life. Like, you can't take portions of people, other people's lives, and then just be that. Like, you understand that your value is all of the things that make you who you are.
Yeah.
And some of those things are how nice you are, how kind you are, how unassuming you are about what you you've achieved and your modesty in that. Whereas, you know, Artie would be like, oh, what's up? You want some titties? I'll buy you some titties. You know what I mean? Like,
that's another way to do it. That's another
way. You know
way
what I mean? Like, there's
Artie Fuqua.
But do you really want to be jumping around like that? All, you know, you 50 and you bouncing around like, you know, like a jumping beat. Like, you gotta be who you are. There's elements of what your personality is that you can enhance, and what you have to do is really, you have to really understand when they're flirting. That because of who you are, because they feel safe, because they have to recognize, because on the surface there's, you know, still waters run deep, they have to see more, so you just got to give them more. And what happens is when you start to really understand, like, when you start to get the success from just accepting who you are, then what happens is that attractiveness becomes outward because you believe it. See, you, like, the bottom line at the core of it is that you, all you know on paper what it is, but you don't really believe it because you...
I don't believe myself?
You believe how dope you are, but you don't believe how dope you are, in the sense of, like, where you, like, if she's bad and you going, why you don't like me? Whereas if she's bad and she don't like me, I'm like, oh, this goofy bitch is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get...
That's,
you don't
my
get
feeling on it. Oh, you're stupid.
Right.
You don't really see what's happening here? Like, you understand how much your life is going to be better from knowing me? Like, I'm going to make you feel things that you never going to feel. You're going to go places you never going to go. You're going to learn things you never learn. Like, and you think because you're cute and you got a fat ass that you're dope? You're doper than me? Because, which, I'm going to watch you get older year by year and lose your value exponentially every year, and I'm gonna watch you go from this cocky chick with no, who's cute, who's done nothing to be who you... I mean, we're not even talking about a chick who works out to be hot. You just, you're hot because you're youthful.
Yeah.
And as you get older, you're falling apart every day. The plastic on your glove box falls off, the wood grains chipping every day. But you think it's all dope, and because you haven't worked on anything. You're not even a chick that works out to be hot.
Right.
And
at least they get it, right? They get it a little more.
Right. And then it falls apart, and before you know it, then you 43, and you like, you want some of this pussy or what? Like, then
in the DMs. copy paste.
That same chick is the one that was the hot fight. She was the hot girl summer. That was the same bitch. So it's like, I know how it turns out. You know how it turns out, but you don't believe it because you don't have visible proof that you don't believe as dope, that you're as dope as you are. That's, you believe that, it, but you don't believe it.
That's fucking annoying.
Yeah, it ain't pleasant. Part of it, though, is that you're in the world of show business, so what happens is sometimes you got a lot of compare. No matter what you do, there's always comparisons to other things and other people that are doing more. than you're
lot,
doing.
A lot of times I say this to Nate all the time. McIntosh.
Nathan McIntosh.
I say, dog, you always looking up at whatever. I said, you never look down to see how far you've come. You always bitching about because you're looking up. And I go, and you don't realize how high off the ground you are already. I was like, you do this comedy thing. You love doing it. You're good at it. People respect you for what you do. They respect you for your art. Your peers respect you. You make money from it. You're not punching a clock and putting numbers in a column and writing an Excel. But I said, but you want this other thing that you may not be really, really willing to give up. You know, I was talking to Keith Robinson, all right?
Keith Robinson.
I was like, Keith, you know, like, this is funny about the, you know, the whole, you know, the whole T.I. thing that went down, right?
Yeah.
Best compliment I got was from him, was like, you're the only one that represented comedy. You're the only one that spoke up. You was who you was. And from a dude like Keith, that's a compliment.
Yeah, 100%.
That dude has been instrumental in multiple people's careers. The whole Philly crew.
Yeah.
Here because of Darnell, Reggie Conquest, Tommy Cassidy, all of those dudes, Monroe Martin, Chloe, Zaynab, Marina, Amy Schumer, Kevin Hart, Wanda Sykes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, extensive motherfuckers that he's given wisdom to who, in a sense, is like what you're talking about, doesn't have the fame that he should have for all that he's done for everybody else, but everybody respects him and everybody fucks with him, and every time somebody, they include him in. This nigga got a movie part on the second stroke. Like, nigga, you just limp in here. We're going to give you a check. We just need you to limp in here and go,
What make movie was that? What was he in?
What was the last? He played a security guard or something, like, I think, Amy's movies.
Oh, okay.
Amy's movie. But, I mean, you know, so I think you got to.
But like for that example, you were talking about Nate,
right?
The McIntosh, he's seeing a lot of people, and this happens to me too. That's why I can speak on it. He's seeing a lot of people that he came up with that were on his level that he might even be funnier than.
Oh, he's funnier than them. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And they start passing.
Okay.
That shit fucks with your mental.
Yes, it does. I get it. But here's the thing: you can't cherry pick somebody's life.
You talking about the other people that's passing?
Here's my thing: do you want to be, Will Smith, where a bitch could give you a look, and you will risk
going to a Manchurian candidate?
even with the $400 million, you want to be that dude?
I don't want to be that dude. No.
You gotta. What you call it? What's the the pool where it has no edge, the invisible pool.
The infinity pool.
Infinity pool? Even you, if you sitting in your infinity pool crying because your wife don't love you, does the water feel good? You probably worse off because you going, I got an Olympic size infinity pool. I don't even know if that exists. What's up?
Somebody got it.
If anybody got it, Will can have it.
Yeah,
definitely.
But you can't tell
the But your wife's fucking your son's friends while you're hanging in the infinity pool.
You can't.
You can't invite people over. Hey, listen to the quality of this stereo system. It's amazing.
It drowns out the noise of my wife in the other room.
It's perfect. Say your wife is fucking one of your son's friends, right? And you want to watch Gladiator. Check this out.
You in the infinity pool, you can't tell the difference between chlorine and tears. Did they mess up the pH balance on the infinity pool, or did am I crying?
Oh, because is your infinity pool a saltwater pool? No, I've just been crying a lot.
I've been crying.
It is now.
I've been crying in my Dolce & Gabbana trunks. Just you don't want to be that dude.
Right. Okay, fine. But like I said, like, I'm happy. Bro, let me tell you something about me and everybody listening.
Say that again.
I'm happy.
Okay. How many niggas you know say that and mean it?
Mean it? Not a lot. They say it.
They mean it.
They don't mean it. And I could tell.
You could tell.
I always say this. If my career just stayed the way it was for the rest of my life, I would be happy. Right. I have everything I want. Of course, every day I like working hard because I like the journey. I really do enjoy the journey.
Right.
All this shit I do, yo, Chappelle hasn't called me to do a date in a while. Every time he comes to New York, I rock with him. But he used to call me to go on the road.
Let me point something out. Chappelle has never called me for a date.
Never. I get that. I get it. But I'm happy with my little scraps I get when trauma. Because what the thing is, he got a DJ that sometimes he calls out, and I'm the fill-in, but I'm not DJing unless I could do stand-up.
Right.
I'm not going to just be the DJ.
Right.
If they tell me only DJing, I'm going to say no. I need that I need that stage time.
Right.
But I'm fine doing both, and I'm the only one that can do both.
Right.
That's true.
I'm the only one in the world that so far that I know of that can do both. Mm. Now, my life stays the same way.
I don't know if you heard, but T.I. is taking up DJing also now.
So get ready, bro. Get ready. He's coming.
He's 2 weeks in and he wants to.
And Jaden Smith is nice on the turntables, yo. But so my life is good, right? Bro, I can't say I haven't had every hour. I wish I was bigger. Also, I want to be bigger to help more people. Literally. But I wish I was bigger. But yo, I've had four TV shows.
Right.
Four TV opportunities.
Right.
None of them not blowing up was my fault.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was literally like, bro, I had a show on True TV that was doing very well. AT&T bought Time Warner.
And the whole network.
They got rid of everything. Yeah. So, like, that's not me. I didn't flop.
Right.
I didn't flop. I had another show on Fuse. The shit that they said, hey, we're gonna file for bankruptcy, so we're probably gonna have to stop shooting the show. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you know what I mean? Let me say this though. But being in those situations, right, is just another nibble. It's being you're in the room, it's another nibble. You will create something else.
Of course.
And you will Doug, I'm getting ready to write a book.
You gotta write a book.
On eating pussy.
You gotta write a book.
Gotcha.
Wait, just gotcha. On that?
Yeah, well, that's the first book. The first book was all because I went on the radio and I started talking to some dude came at me on the radio talking about, I don't know what I'm talking about, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking about eating pussy. And then I started dropping
gems.
Eating pussy tips. Right?
Mm-hmm. Arching the back.
And then I was like, watch the breathing. You got to watch the diaphragm raise and lower. You got to watch her breathing because breathing is an indicator of the intensity of what you're doing. I go, you got to put your teeth on the pussy mound. There's a whole lot of shit I'm hitting them with, right? and they start the lines is full.
Right.
I got a question. 2.5 hours we doing, still talking about eating pussy. Karen Hunter, my sister from another life.
Yeah.
You need to write a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, how do I do it? I'm gonna produce your book. Yeah. How you gonna produce your book? Oh, you don't know I have a deal with Simon and Schuster.
Right, right, right.
You don't know that I co-wrote Corinne Stephenson's Corinne Steffens Superheads book? Mm-hmm. No, I did not.
There we go.
You gotta just chug. If you love the process, you gotta love the process. And if you love the process and you stay true and you just fix the things, you being the best version of yourself and you're fixing those little things that you see, I mean, just recognizing the fact that you're not taking these opportunities or that you're not maybe not as confident about it, or you don't believe what your value is, you got a great product. You just got to spackle the cracks, sand it down.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. I was talking to my boy the other day. If I listed all the shit I've done, people would be like, what the fuck? I've done shit in the open and behind the scenes. And this one thing still bothers me.
Yeah, but dog,
this one thing, like I see guys just walk up to a girl and start talking.
Yeah, but this, if you buying them titties,
I want it.
Then buy them some titties.
Well, no, you don't have to buy them titties. That's really a long game, Dante. That's not really helping. You got to do a lot of things.
But you know my point is, Doug.
If you decided that really mattered, and you put the same amount of effort into bettering yourself in that aspect that you do to the comedy and towards the music, bro, you could do it.
You could do it.
But do you really give a fuck? You just kind of want it. No. It would be nice.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's bro, the fucking the people that hated on me when I said I want to do comedy is like, I don't understand. Why are you hating? Why is there hate? Why did it? Oh, you're a DJ.
Who? You can't. Was it comics or DJs or what?
Probably mostly both. Comics.
Both. And when I was in that transition period, it was both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but people always want to tell you what you can't do
until
you do it. But that's anybody.
I look at people who have done great shit and go, that person's no different than me. I could do this.
Right.
Yeah, they look at it like, done great shit.
Nah, you do one thing and that's it.
Son, you know how many people told me when I said I was doing comedy, I had a chick tell me, but you're not funny. I said, like, that's because I blow your back out every time I see
nothing funny all about how I
take this seriously.
It's just serious. Every time I fucked that chick, I was trying to kill her. I wanted her to die of multiple orgasms. I was trying to murder her. I wanted to kill her with orgasms.
You wanted to be on trial. You wanted to be on trial, being questioned by the prosecution. Because you had killed a woman via multiple orgasms.
Yes, Your Honor, you're right. But
I cannot tell a lie.
I can't tell, and they would be like, "This wasn't, but wasn't it intentional?" Because we would be a murder. I go, well, then it'll have to be a murder charge. My intention was to kill that bitch. As soon as she said I wasn't funny, I tried to murder her every time I fucked her. And so for her to see that it wasn't, that I was funny, She called, you know how many times she called me? She didn't even call me a motherfucker. She said, "You motherfucker." That was her response, because I was trying to murder her every time.
He pleaded not guilty just so there would be a trial.
It would be a trial.
What I love is that the prosecution said, "Listen, we'll make you a plea deal if you plead guilty to manslaughter by orgasms."
Nope.
At the very least. Come on.
Let me tell you, check this podcast out. Me and Cypher, I admitted that I was trying to murder her every time I fucked her. I was trying to kill her.
Via orgasm.
Well, via orgasm. I don't know if there's a sidebar. Maybe it's insanity. I don't know. But my intention was to try to murder that bitch. And she told me, but you're not even funny. That's what she told me. It's like, all right, I'm going to kill you with the dick. How about that? And I didn't. I didn't kill her. She's still living.
Okay.
Which I'm a little sad about. I mean, you know, you got to take your wins and your loses.
You feel like you have unfinished business? I mean, there's still time.
But now she's old and I don't care anymore.
Well, then it should be a lot easier to kill her via orgasm.
Yeah, but that's like smacking Chris. You know what I mean? It's easy. Yeah. That's easy to do. Yo, what you got going on? You would plug something and then we're going to go behind the Patreon.
Man, right? Honestly, you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, CIPHA, Cypher, and then the word sounds. I got a podcast called Talk Clearlier with my friend Will Sylvan's comedy. I got another podcast with my boy Peter Rosenberg called The Juan Epp Is Life, which is all hip hop history shit. And I got some TV stuff coming up real soon. I can't say it yet, but it's coming soon. You're going to love it. Mm. And thank you.
You know, Harry, talk to me.
All my stuff is at Harry Turjanian. Find me on TikTok. That's where the new shit is going down. And and also just
that's
follow
what the
us
kids.
On,
that's what the
that's
kids
where the
say.
Kids are at. That's where the kids are at.
Man, that shit is not doing. Just kids, bro.
It's not actually. It's bro, actually TikTok everybody does. Yeah,
TikTok is
does.
Fire, man.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Now you change your tune because I remember talking to you at New York Comedy Club during the pandemic. You were like, "What's so good about TikTok?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I was it's good stuff." Oh, you're very anti. You learned, yeah.
I learned the hard way where I am addicted.
Oh, it's really? The best. TikTok Bro. Is the best, for real. And it's Bro. Fun. There's some people doing interesting shit. There's people doing corny shit up there.
Bro, but if you actually... If you really watch it and it starts figuring out your algorithm...
Oh, it just sends you the stuff you want.
There's no dancing kids on my TikTok.
No. Mine, None for a it. While, my girl was like...
Thank
we watched,
God.
Because
if there was, that says a lot about you.
Yo, Sife, how come your TikTok is all 5-year-olds doing splits, man? What's this about?
Bro, if you got a dog or any type of dog, it's gone.
And by the way, they won't send you cats. It's not like the algorithm goes, hey, you love dog, you're an animal lover. They go, no,
I hate animals.
Only dogs.
So there's no animals on
Only
mine.
Dogs.
Yo, y'all can Google me, bitch. You know what it is. Dante Nero, everything. TikTok, Instagram, all of that. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The Sexual Revolutions being podcasted. I love y'all, man. Don't forget to sign up for the Patreon. It helps us keep doing this. It's the best way to support us. If you want to support us and you like what we do, I hear people say all the time, we love what you do. You saved my life. Nigga, help me.
Yeah.
Get a Patreon subscription. And
I'm telling y'all right now, I don't know. Maybe if one of my fans is listening for the first time, this is literally my favorite podcast. I listen
Thank
all the time.
You, brother.
Oh, and they help you. They talk a lot about girls and relationships and all that. But if you take all the advice and apply it to your life, it works miracles. I'm wholeheartedly telling you that.
Thank you, family.
Man. That's great.
Thank
to hear,
you,
man.
Family. I don't have a suit, and I don't tell bitches to rate themselves and tell them they ain't shit. And I don't throw bitches out of the studio. But
you're just a humble little podcast.
Yeah, I'm a humble little podcast talking my shit. You know what I mean? Also, one-on-one consultations, DanteNero.com. Click on consult. Yo, I love y'all. We out. We gonna go to the Patreon, talk about the real shit behind the scenes. Get at me. Bong.